See, I'm afraid the paper would rattle.
Yeah.
How about put a box over it? I know I've got some boxes we can put. Okay. I can cut a box to where it'll go right over it and it won't blow. All right. Now we're checking this out to see if it'll, if we can pick up my voice through the box. That's what we're doing.
Oh, you mean it's completely covered?
Yeah, it's completely covered, so let's see if it distorts any.
Okay. Invented a microphone blind.
That's
we're
right.
Long, we're out of the box.
I tell you what, we're going to patent it, too.
Better get it on the market quick. All right, a place that a lot of people have around their home where they grow their own things like lettuce and, you know, all that.
Cheese. Garden.
You say, what are you growing in your garden? You've got a lot of different...
Vegetables.
Does it make any difference what you call them, say, vegetables in general, depending on what you buy them at the store, or grow your own?
Just vegetables to me. Of course, you know, if you want to get fancy, going out to get you some legumes. That's French for vegetables.
Oh,
high-class name.
All right. Stuff that's particularly...
Instead of your veggies, you have your leggies.
Something that we eat a lot of here in the South, especially for breakfast. But in all of them is done.
Grits.
All right. What about the whole kernels? Not ground up.
That's hominy.
And a starchy food that grows in flooded fields?
Rice.
What about illicit homemade alcohol? That you don't pay tax on?
Moonshine. White lightning. You can help me out with this.
Yeah. Let me go get my list. We'll read off all the synonyms.
Rot gut. Now that's real bad. Moonshine, rot gut. Bust head. I guess that's about all the ones I would use.
What
myself.
About
flow? No, I'd never heard about that till I read it.
Okay. You walk in the kitchen and something's on that is really good. You might say, just
smell that.
All right, and this stuff we were talking about pancakes. What you might pour on pancakes? Sweet
syrup.
Okay. Anything like that, except maybe just a little bit different somehow or another.
Well, now molasses is thicker than syrup.
But no difference in taste much?
Well, to me, there's a difference. There's a hell of a difference if for instance, you have, if you have bought syrup, store syrup, and homemade molasses, mm-hmm. And there's a world of difference in the taste.
Which is good?
Molasses. Now, the best syrup I ever ate was pure Vermont maple syrup. And it comes in little, they sell it up there in little, about 5 ounce little tins.
5 ounce?
Yeah, about 5 ounce little tins for about $2.50. It's expensive to make. Mm-hmm. And,
be pretty good,
eh? Oh, it's wonderful. It's not as thick as you know, Aunt Jemima syrup or whatever the hell you want.
Uncle Jemima?
Yeah, Uncle Jemima.
Will that do in a pinch for Uncle John, you reckon?
It might, Uncle. Well, I got Uncle Claude and Uncle Broyles and Uncle Kenneth and I got an Uncle John. So that'll cover.
What about, say, if I've got on a belt that's made out of leather, I might say, well, now, this isn't imitation, it's...
genuine.
And sugar that's sold straight out of the barrel, you say it's being sold how?
Sold in bulk.
And this stuff that you would spread maybe over hot toast, grape.
Jelly.
And
jam. And preserves. Marmalade.
What about things you have shakers for on your table? Condiments.
What?
Oh. Oh, you said lagoon, by the way. I can say
condiment. I thought you said something else.
Oh.
we don't keep those on our table. we keep them in the left drawer of the dresser.
Right.
No, salt and pepper.
You see, if somebody offered you a bowl of fruit, apples and oranges, you might say, well, I don't care for an orange, but...
Give me an apple.
And if you were pointing out a group of boys who had just busted out somebody's plate glass window, you might say, well, that wasn't those boys. It was
those boys.
God damn it.